Daily News via remote clashes continued between Azerbaijan and Armenia over the disputed Nagorno-Karabakh region. Azerbaijan's second-largest city, Ganja, has been shelled by Armenian forces. The Nagorno-Karabakh enclave is officially part of Azerbaijan, but run by ethnic Armenians. The self-proclaimed authorities there say they hit Ganja's military airport after Azerbaijani forces shelled the region's capital. Azerbaijan, though, says no Ganja military sites were hit. More than 220 people have died since clashes began a week ago. Armenia and Azerbaijan went to war over the enclave in 1988, eventually declaring a ceasefire. However, they have never reached a settlement over the dispute. Earlier this week, Armenia said it stood ready to engage with mediators from France, Russia, and the U.S. to try to agree to a ceasefire. Azerbaijan, which is openly backed by Turkey, has demanded the withdrawal of Armenian troops from the enclave and adjacent areas. At least two people have died and up to 20 are still missing after a powerful storm hit southeastern France and northwestern Italy. The storm, named Alex, brought fierce winds and torrential rain. A number of villages north of Nice in France suffered serious damage from floods and landslides, with roads, bridges, and homes destroyed. And in Italy, a section of a bridge over the Cesnia River collapsed. In northwestern Italy, flooding was described as historic. Ethiopian Shura Kintata wins the London Marathon, beating out Kenyan Eliud Kipchoge, who was favored to win. Kintata ran the stretch in 2 hours, 5 minutes, and 41 seconds. Four-time winner Kipchoge fell behind with 2 laps to go and finished 8th. And Kenyan Brigitte Kosgei defended her title. She holds the women's world record. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has defended his handling of the coronavirus pandemic, but warned that the country faces a bumpy winter ahead. Britain has Europe's highest coronavirus death toll at more than 42,000, and Johnson's conservative government is facing criticism from all sides. Opponents say tougher social restrictions are needed to suppress a second pandemic wave. But many in Johnson's own right-of-center party argue that restrictions must be eased to save the economy. A majority of voters in New Caledonia, which is an archipelago in the South Pacific, chose to remain part of France instead of backing independence Sunday, leading French President Emmanuel Macron to call for dialogue as the referendum marked a crucial step in a three-decade-long decolonization effort. In a televised address from Paris, French President Emmanuel Macron welcomed an expression of confidence in the Republic with a deep feeling of gratitude and modesty. The French president promised pro-independence supporters, "This is with you all together that we build New Caledonia for tomorrow." He praised the success of the vote and called on New Caledonia residents to look to the future. Thousands of demonstrators in southern Germany protested against coronavirus restrictions over the weekend, police said Sunday, although the organizers failed to mobilize enough people for a planned human chain around Lake Constance. Thousands of counter-demonstrators in Constance also turned out to show support for the government's measures to contain the coronavirus while also protesting against right-wing supporters in the other group, police said. Overall, police counted between 10,500 and 11,000 people taking part in different demonstrations on Saturday, and the two-day protests continued on Sunday. The marches have attracted a mixed crowd of civil rights activists and people who oppose vaccinations, as well as neo-Nazis and members of far-right groups, including the opposition party Alternative for Germany. Pope Francis says the coronavirus pandemic has proven that market capitalism has failed, and that the world needs a new type of politics that promotes dialogue and solidarity and rejects war at all costs. Francis on Sunday laid out his vision for a post-COVID world by uniting the core elements of his social teachings into a new papal letter called Brothers All. It was released on the feast day of his namesake, the peace-loving St. Francis of Assisi. The document draws from the teachings of St. Francis and the Pope's previous preaching on the injustices of the global economy and its destruction of the planet. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.